Proposed spending for the city of San Bernardino in the fiscal year that starts July 1st will follow the court-approved bankruptcy plan with slightly more revenues than expenditures, except for one thing. The San Bernardino Sun reports that the city does not expect to be able to hire police as fast as the budget calls for. A workshop this week, the first of several planned before the San Bernardino City Council votes on the budget for the 2017-2018 fiscal year, set out a plan for minimal increases in most city departments, as total revenue for the city of San Bernardino is expected to be about 6% higher than the previous year. San Bernardino residents, as well as city officials, consistently list public safety as the city's top priority, and a five-year plan to increase spending on police is a centerpiece of the city's bankruptcy exit plan, which was officially confirmed just this year. But while the police department budget, at least $72 million, more than 60% of the total general fund budget, does call for a significant increase in hiring, recruiting and retaining officers is going to be more problematic than just money. The city thinks that a realistic goal is a net increase of 18 officers before the end of the year. That would mean close to 260 sworn San Bernardino police officers on the force a year from now. The city budget also calls for $1.3 million to replace police vehicles. Following a trend that began before the 2012 bankruptcy filing, the city again plans to have fewer employees than the year before. This year, though, that's mostly because the new voter-approved city charter transfers sewer workers from the city to the independent water department. The San Bernardino budget for the next fiscal year authorizes 746 city positions compared to 763 a year earlier.